Abram, thanks so much for dropping by here. What's it like for you and the team to get back to the state Final Four?
It's awesome. You know, this has been our goal the whole year, is just to get back to the point where we left last year. And it's great to finally get to this point and realize that we still got some more work to do.
And that game on Saturday wasn't necessarily super easy. Waterville obviously made it wildly interesting at one point. But what allowed you guys to really pull away and come away with a pretty big and hefty victory?
Right. So we knew Waterville was a good team and they could go on runs. So we went on a big run to start the half, and we knew Waterville was going to have a run at some point. And they went on a run and got it down to got our lead down to 2 points. So we just weathered the storm, I think, and just knew like this was going to happen. We're fine. We can keep going. And we got the lead back up. And yeah.
And for you, a game-high 31 points. You were feeling it from everywhere out there on the floor, it felt like. What led you to have such a good game out there?
You know, it's just a nice venue. I've never played there before, so I was super excited to play there. And then, obviously, it's my last year, so I just wanted to play with everything I had, try to get back to the Final Four. So those two were definitely big factors, I feel like.
Was there a point throughout the course of the game where you thought to yourself you were going to put together such a big game out there on the court? Were you feeling it during warm-ups or at one point during the game maybe?
Well, in practice the times before, I was feeling my three-point shots. They were feeling really well. My just shooting around the hoop and stuff felt good. And then when I got in the gym, it just felt normal, felt nice. And then throughout the game, I was just focused on the game trying to get the win, but I guess not really, no.
Abram Wazileski's with us here on VTL from the Moravia Boys basketball team. Our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week presented by Cayuga Health helped the Blue Devils reach the New York State Final Four once again as they came away with a big-time win over Waterville in state regionals, and Abram dropped 31 points in that win. Okay, I of course have to ask, did you see what your sister did earlier in the day and thought to yourself, I got to do better than that?
Yeah, I was sitting behind the hoop watching Carolyn's game, and it was crazy, and I was shocked. I was so happy for her.
How cool is it that both of you had game highs in points, and you were able to lead your team to the state semifinals?
It's awesome. I mean, words can't really describe like the true feeling of it. I mean, it's so great being able to like get this far, but also be able to like do it with my sister being on the other side too. It's just really cool to like see. I've seen her play and stuff, and she's seen me play. We finally both get to like experience the same big games together, and for us to both have big games is just like something really cool.
So what's it been like since then, since you guys have captured regional titles and you're back and gearing up for the state Final Four, and how have you both been able to kind of, you know, have some fun with all that's coming here on this journey?
No golf practice today. Thank you.
Right. So we're right back to work here. We know, like, we're super happy we're back at Glens Falls, but we know, like, the job's not finished. We still got some work left to do. And we've just been preparing, really locking in during practice and going over what we need to go over to make sure that we're ready for Friday.
How do you feel like your game has evolved throughout the course of this season? Like, what's gotten better? What's improved? How do you feel like your game has evolved throughout the course of this year?
I feel like I definitely have, like, gotten better, like, going to the hoop and stuff. And I feel like I've been more aggressive attacking the hoop, I'd say. And I definitely think I'm starting to shoot a little better towards the end of the year.
I remember somebody at one point some time ago told me, hey, be on the lookout for this group of guys who are going to take the Section 4 scene by storm, and that has been the case. So since you guys were young, what's been the recipe for success, and what's made this team kind of one of those old Moravia teams we're used to seeing?
Right. So, I mean, we've all grown up together. We've all played together. We've all witnessed wonderful teams go through the running and stuff. And I feel like we all buy in, we all know, like we all work. Everybody has a great work ethic on the team. And I feel like you put all that together and it's great.
What has the excitement level been like within the school and within the community, not just for your return to the state Final Four, but also for the girls making their very first appearance in the state Final Four?
It's been wonderful. I mean, everybody's super happy, and the community's super proud of everybody, and it's just something very special that everybody gets to experience, not just the players.
Abram Wasileski is with us here on BTL from the Moravia Boys basketball team, our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. So what are you guys working on in practice here this week? What are some of those things you're looking to clean up to hopefully seal the deal and come away with a couple of wins?
Right. So definitely our defense, making sure that, you know, we're ready to defend these guys that we're playing coming up, and making sure that we're feeling good, knowing, like, who we got to stop, what we got to do to win this game, and definitely, like, making sure we're knowing all our plays so we have those if we need them, just making sure everybody's feeling good.
I love it. And what would a championship mean for you and your team and for those who have put so much time and energy and passion into the program?
It would mean so much. I mean, just from a young age, I've always dreamt of, you know, going to the state championship and win it. And I know I'm not the only person on the team who's thought of that. And it means so much to us if we could go and get it done and win it and finally, like, have our, like, dream be accomplished. Definitely.
Well, Abram, it's time to get to our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. You ready for them?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. What is your ultimate pump-up song? Do you have one?
Ultimate pump-up song. I don't really have any specific song that I can think of right now, but, you know, I have some artists that I listen to. Like, I've been listening to 50 Cent a little bit before the games, and some Eminem, just stuff like that.
Gosh, Eminem, he's been a classic choice for everybody as of the last couple of months for some crazy reason. That's when I was like your age. I love it. All right, next one for you. Yeah. What is a pregame ritual that you have?
Pregame ritual. I don't really have anything like too specific. I'd say just like I always just stretch out before every game. I mean, that's very, very plain, but... I mean, it's something I do before every game, I guess.
Next one. Which professional sports team out there do you dislike? Is there one team that you just absolutely cannot stand?
Huh. Let me think here. I don't like the Cowboys in football. Cowboys, I'd say.
Very popular choice. I like it. All right, next one for you. If you could play 3-on-3 hoops against your sister, who are your two teammates that you're picking to play 3-on-3? And it can be your teammates that you have now. It can be as outrageous as MJ and LeBron. Who do you got?
I'll take my point guard, Kyler Proper, and I'll take Giannis too. Get another big.
I love it. All right, I like that. Very good. Last one for you here. If you could have the ultimate dream job, what would it be?
Ultimate dream job. I'd say, I don't know, working for a sports team would be pretty cool, a professional sports team or something like that.
Yeah.
That seemed pretty fun.
Absolutely. I don't blame you one bit. Seriously, Abram, it has been an awesome season for you and the team, and we can't wait to see how this weekend goes for all of you guys. So thanks so much for dropping by here. Good luck this weekend, okay?
Of course. Thank you. I appreciate it.